you start your day.
And you can continue following us throughout the day. You can find more news on this station on All Things Considered, and also find us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Renee, what's your address again?
NPR Montaigne. And of course, there's also NPR Green, and you, Steve.
NPR Inskeep.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 551, down 12. July, 556, down 12 and a quarter. Soft May, 507, down 12. July, 511 and three quarters, down 12. May corn, 390 and a quarter. Down 4 and 3 quarters, now 4 and a half, now 5. July, 398, down 5. December, 413 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a quarter, now 4 and a half. May soybeans, 973, down 5 and 3 quarters. July, 976 and a half, down 6. November, 952 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a half. May soybean meal, 322.30, down 2.20. May soybean oil, 31.09, up 5 cents. April live cattle, 161.50, down 22.5. March feeders, 217.35, down 35. And April lean hogs, 60.95, and they are up 112.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been an interesting day technically for the marketplace already, with the market in the corn market trading both sides of unchanged. Also now has a higher high and a lower low and outside range. It's looking like it could be a reversal kind of day, but we'll have to see how the market finishes the day.
Well, that's what your initial look at the chart would be, is that we do have a reversal to the downside going in corn, which would be bearish. It would kind of indicate that maybe the next couple days here we're going to have a corrective decline or a period of consolidation until we see what USA gives us Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So this being Thursday, you could have Friday as consolidation, and then Monday as consolidation, and then Tuesday would maybe be the end of that consolidation phase, and then depending upon what kind of numbers USA gives us, the market would be able to maybe go in a major direction. I think what we're seeing here today, there's not a lot of news around the export sales. Actually, beans came in a little better than expected, and then USDA did announce another 280,000-ton sale to unknown destination. So soybean demand continues to be strong. There are some rumors out that China might have picked up a couple cargoes of corn. But weekly export sales were just bland in a sense. They were inside trade ranges. Wheat sales were well below trade guesses. And I think what we're seeing now is your more longer-term established traders have pretty well got their positions put in place for the report. So now I think you're going to see some of these high-volume traders maybe that are just looking at daily charts, trading 5-second charts, 5-minute charts, whatever flavor they like to trade, and maybe that's what we could be seeing here in this consolidation phase going into the report.
And we have two reports, quarterly grain stocks report as well. You've been watching these markets a long time. In your estimation, what kind of reports would it take for corn to see something above 420 in the D's, which has been a level that has now become pretty stout resistance?
Well, I think you need to probably see a corn stocks number, you know, underneath the trade average, which is 7.6. The trade's kind of looking for a corn planting number, I guess, around 88.7 or up against 89. If you would maybe see corn planting's number around, you know, maybe 87.5 or 87.7, closer to 88. You might be able to stir up some interest. The stocks report is going to be as important as the acres, because the stocks report is going to either tighten up existing supplies for the carry-in number for next September, and or loosen supplies up for the carry-in number. So that's going to be important, whether that's 100 or 200 million bushels. That can make a difference in the balance sheet. And then if you have your smaller plantings of a couple million, and, you know, you only have the second highest yield of something around 165, you know, the balance sheet in corn, you can at least visualize it getting tighter. Soybeans is going to just be real tough to find anything bullish unless USDA is really off the mark on production and the stocks report comes in well under trade guesses. But on the other hand, it just looks like we're going to plant more bean acres, and the way the spring weather pattern is kind of getting off. I know there's still plenty of time to plant corn, but we are getting a tinge of some planting delays in the southern growing regions. We may be getting something in the Ohio River Valley. That storm track that we had through the winter seems to be kind of in place here as we start off the spring. So consistency, they tell me, is the best forecast, and the weather pattern has been consistently where the rain has kind of started in Texas and then kind of marched over across the southern areas and right on up the Ohio River Valley into Ohio and then on to the New England state. So we'll have to see how that comes up. But for the most part, we're just waiting for USDA's numbers, and they'll be what they are, and the trade will trade them.
Could it be that when we see those two reports that one will make a bullish argument for corn, the other will make a bearish argument for corn, and we'll have to figure out what wins out?
Well, that could be the case, and that's probably the $64 million question is will beans be so bearish that it pulls down corn, or can corn be bullish enough to pull beans with it? And that's going to be the tug of war. I would say that, you know, weather is going to be more important now. And you'll have the initial reaction of the report there on Wednesday, and then we may have some chopping around on Thursday and Friday before it's all worked into the market. But then as you get into the first full week of April, then it's going to start being all about weather, timely planning, where's the problem spots are, and the market can regroup and kind of go from there.
And we'll have to keep a close eye on the Delta, which is way behind in their plannings, and then I guess also the Northwest, which has been dry.
Well, it does look like to me we're going to have some weather issues. It's just too early for weather issues to be a factor at mm-hmm. this point. We need to get like May 15th or May 20th, and if you've got weather issues going on at that time of frame, then the market begins to acknowledge it or begins to respond to whatever the problems they are.
And I suppose we ought to have a comment or two, technically speaking, about November soybeans.
Well, the way I kind of look at November soybeans, you could probably call the last week's return back to 939 and the late January low 940, you could call that a double bottom type formation. If that is the case, then the initial upside target would be to try to go back toward that March high point, or the high in between those two lows, and that would be maybe around the 10.04 in November soybeans. But I can't give you a good fundamental reason why we would go there unless there's USDA gives us some bullish numbers and or the dollar goes into a tailspin, which I think is is at least on the table in a way, the way it's been acting. It's a little higher here today, but it's definitely had a tendency to be much weaker than stronger over the past week and a half or so.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick and trade, May corn, 390 and a half, down 4 and a half. July, 398, down 5. December, 413 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a quarter. May soybeans, 972 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. July, 976, down 6 and a half. November, 952 and a quarter, down 5. May soybean meal, 320-210, down 240. May soybean oil, 3109, now 08, and it's up 4 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.